is Radio Freedom.
Hello and welcome to show 39 of Radio Clash. This is the So High and Down Low edition of Radio Clash. Currently cruising at 10,000 feet. Exits are here and here.
Absolutely love it. Right, 9 minutes before 1 o'clock, a sort of lonely hour of the night, but it doesn't have to be lonely, in fact, because now, just for a moment, if you're feeling lonely, stop wanking, thinking about your own loneliness, and cast your mind out. If you are perhaps in a bedsitter in London, think of...
of blood to terrorize y'all's neighborhood.
That was Jeff Carpet, otherwise known as Lionel Vinyl or Fake ID, with Happiness Is Such a Thrill, which is Max Sedgley, Martin Solveig, was it Solveig? I don't know. Of course, Wacko Jacko, and of course, Crockett's Theme, Jan Hammer. And Crockett's Theme was one of the first 7 inches I ever bought. Embarrassing, so, but no, I actually do like it. It's a bit of a low rent Axel F. It had a good rep as Axel F, but I was a big Miami Vice fan in 1986. But thankfully, I never wore those suits. So I hope you're all well. This is Tim from Radio Clash from a sunny, bright, tropical-like London. Yeah, unfortunately it's not raining at the moment, otherwise you could hear the rain. It was quite impressively raining earlier. But London is doing its grey, dull and boring thing. Is there any big news? I suppose the big news is about Bicycle Mark getting mugged, or nearly mugged. Well, mugged and then getting stuff back. Not really any big news on my front. I'm working hard and hard and hard and getting slightly more... what's the word? Claustrophobic. I'm getting sort of like I need holiday, and that should be in September. I'm going over to America and Canada. Planning that, I've got to get all the tickets and shit sorted out, but it should be good. And I'm trying to work out how I can podcast from America. I have a question for Ross and a few others from Mashup. Ross from Mashup and a few others. Get it in the right order. See, my brain doesn't work in the right same order the rest of the world does. You might have guessed this so far. How do you do phoning in things? So I'm wondering how I can do sort of podcasts in America. I mean, I can take my hair over and I will do. But I haven't got that. Probably won't have the stuff to actually make the shows out there. So I'm wondering how I can do it. It's an interesting show. So they've got some reports from Soho Pride. That was Soho Pride was on Sunday, and also me and Kirk. Kirk will sort of feature in this show, bringing a ray of light to otherwise kind of down show. Hence the download bit. The music's quite sort of downbeat. Although that's the kind of music I'm into at the moment. The sort of stuff which is quite. How can we say? Music that kind of, it sounds really wanky, but music that actually offers a possibility of redemption or hope of redemption. So that's the music I like sometimes. Melancholia, but kind of hopeful. And don't mention Coldplay, otherwise I'll hate you. I used to like Coldplay, but not recent stuff. But no, kind of like some interesting music, some Rufus Wainwright, some Anthony and the Johnsons, some various other mashups, so it's not some low, and a few other things spread along the whole thing, and it's sort of a mixture. As I say, there's a report from Soho. Me and Kurt went to Ducky, which is a great night. It's at the Vauxhall Tavern in London. If you've ever been, it's the night that's owned and run by Amy LeMay in cooperation with the Reader's Wives. And it's not necessarily just a homosexual fest. It's a real mixed crowd, but they play everything. They were playing from the Black Is Black, I Want My Baby Back disco classic to OMD, to they were playing T-Rex. Oh, they play everything there. Although I think they're playing something that sounded suspiciously like Kenny Rogers. But yeah, they're very eclectic and they play some reggae music. And that's a good hint to play some music. This is a Six Dubs by Go Home Productions. I fluff that up. Beautiful song there. That's Go Home Productions. You can get that on his website at the moment because he's releasing a lot of his. That's one of his early boots. That's the Doves with David Essex with Rock On. For a minute there, I couldn't remember what David Essex's first name is. It's David, isn't it? It's not unusual. And I say you can get that on his website, which is www.grahomeproductions.co.uk. There's a lot of his early gems on there at the moment, which is well worth getting, and should have some interesting news and stuff from him soon. So watch this space. What's been rattling around my head of mine? What's been going on? Well, I think the most weirdest thing that's happened recently, apart from the aforementioned bicycle mark mugging, and I hope Mark, you're all right. He sounds like he's a bit shaken up. I've been through similar in Naples many years ago, so I know what it's like. You kind of suddenly get all very kind of, well, I did anyway. I don't know if other people do. Very paranoid and kind of a bit jumpy. But it's lucky they actually got all this stuff back. Dangers of podcasting. wandering around with expensive gear. But what's also been happening is that I got a strange email from someone, and I'm not going to mention them because I didn't ask whether I could mention them. And if you send an email, it's kind of assumed I might use it in the program, but they probably won't want to be identified. And they're asking me to tone down the queerness of the program, or tone down the queer parts of the program. And aside from it being, well, in my mind, incredibly rude to do so. You know, it's like, contacting someone, contacting Dawn and Drew and saying, oh, can you turn down the sex references a bit? Can you stop talking about being, all those naughty references? Or, going to someone who's black or, and saying, can you stop all kind of the, all the mentions about who, your identity and your race? It's maybe not extreme as that, but it's a bit odd. I found that a bit strange. And it lead me to think about a lot of how people podcast and what people podcast, and a lot to do with identities and also the public faces that people put on. Because certainly I don't mention everything in my podcast. If it involves other people, like my partner, I tend to be a bit more reticent to actually mention it. And there is a level of whether I'm getting more and more comfortable about actually being a bit more confessional, a bit more like, say, Bicycle Mark or Wonder Wisdom, or a few of those people I really, really rate, who actually mix in music and also their opinions. But it's also, I'm trying to be a bit canny about it, because any old fool can put together a good mashup music show. It's not exactly rocket science. What I'm trying to do is add more of me in there, because it's from me. It sounds really egotistical saying it, but the thing is that that's what makes podcasting so good, is that you're adding yourself, and you're talking about yourself, and you may be talking about the shopping, and you may be talking about the weather, and you may be talking about the coffee, just like the Radio 1 DJs and Mr. Curry. But the thing is, at the end of the day, is that that makes it unique to you. Whereas if you start producing shows that anybody can do, all it happens is, and it will happen soon, a major radio conglomerate will come along and do a show better than you, because they can do it better, more frequently. That they can get, the radio DJs took like this, and all those kind of shit, personalizing it, that's one thing they can't do. And that's the way to fight them back, really, is this whole iTunes thing. But what it comes up in my mind is that, as I say, people put on faces, people present who they want. And it's like, things like that comment about, stop mentioning so much. They don't stop me. And I did a very sort of nice reply, coolly, about why I wouldn't, because I'm out and it was a fight to be out, and I don't see a reason to be clustered in any part of my life. But there is always this thing that gets thrown back about, if you didn't talk so much about it, you wouldn't get attacked and shit like that. It's always this thing about, oh, shut up about that, whatever. People say, oh, I don't want to ram this down your throats. Yeah, stop thinking that. I know what you're thinking. And there's always that thing. There's always that thing in the back of the mind. And there is an English, a horrible English thing, which also is probably why there's not so many English podcasters, of, oh, who does he think he is? And you feel there's kind of this inbuilt kind of sort of humble underdog kind of like embarrassment thing. I've had to build up to talking about myself, and I will do so more. But a question goes out to everybody who's listening. Is it too much? I mean, is it something that we're happy with me talking about? I assume so, but I don't know. That was the plan. Is originally the plan was to actually keep myself totally fucking anonymous, because I thought that any day soon, bloody the RAA, the BPI would come crashing through the door. So the idea was to keep it really quiet. And it's one of these things, gradual things, especially with the shows with Kirk. It's just like you let things slip, and it's just like, well, fuck it, People are interested about who I am, strangely. But I would be interested to hear, certainly from other podcasters here, what they think about how the personas they create and what they keep back. Not mention exactly what you here are my secrets, but I mean, it's like the stuff when it involves other people. It's like, do you mention it? Do you talk about it? If it's really bothering you, do you talk about it? And I've had serious issues with my partner, and you know, nothing kind of like world shattering, nothing kind of like sort of like, oh, it's the end of the world, I'm going to jump off this nearest bridge. But it's enough to, you know, affect how I am. And it's like, do you actually explain, you know, do you say, oh, this is why, but then you get into breaking confidences and stuff like that. It's just odd. For me, it's a gradual process of being more and more happier with talking about stuff that's going on in my life. I mean, certainly the biggest no-no for me is work. I'm a bit wary of talking about work too much, because not that I'm doing, I'm not top secret agent or something weird like that. Anyway, enough of my ranting. I'm going to play a track by Anthony and the Johnsons. Now, Anthony Johnsons is something that I heard through Tracks Up the Tree, and various other people were raving about them. And I thought, ooh, and I've heard other tracks from this album, and they are very good. And it was a hard choice, because it's one of those albums you want to play pretty much nearly every song. And Anthony Johnsons are from New York. I don't know if Anthony's his real name, but he's a sort of transgender performance artist. And they're named after a drag queen, a black drag queen, what was known as street, you know, drag queen and activist called Marsha P. Johnson, who sadly was either killed or accidentally died at 1992 Pride. I didn't know that, and that was an interesting thing I found in my research. And this is a track called Hope There's Someone, which kind of ties into also the whole thing about Soho Pride. Because the thing about every single gay pride you go to, there's always the come down, and there's always the flip side, because everyone's out with their partners, including me sometimes. But there's also, you get a real sense of the gay scene, and it's not necessarily, it's good, but it's also, there is a sense of, well, who's going to be there to look after me? But because certainly you're not going to have family, are you? So there's a sense of, you are a family, but you're also a family of people who are the same age as you. And I think that's what this track is talking about.
Hope there's someone who'll take care of me when I die. Will I go? Hope there's someone who'll set my heart free, nice to hold when I'm tired. There's a ghost on the horizon when I go to bed. How can I fall asleep at night? How will I raise my head? Oh, I'm scared of the middle place between life and nowhere. I don't want to be the one left in there, left in there. There's a man on the horizon, wish that I or paralyze in life. And God said, I don't want to go to the seas, watershed. Hope this song will take care of me when I die. Will I go? Oh, let someone
greatest creatures you've ever seen now. Is that recording?
Yep.
At the Star Wars Cantina. Music and blasters and old Jedi masters at the Star Wars. They fell in love.
That's the old one. What did you want to say?
I don't know. I can't remember. You have to vibe me up. I can't remember. We're slacking off HR people.
With their inhuman resources.
Yeah. HR, inhuman resources. With all these P45 shaped robots telling you what to do and stuff like that. I don't know.
You don't have to shout into the mic.
Was I shouting? Sorry.
Well, it looks odd you speaking into my jacket.
We could be a couple of spies working for MI7, you know?
No, MIA.
MIA.
It's a new one.
MIA? Do I look bothered, though? Am I bothered? Am I bothered? Yeah, right. Face bothered, MI7. Face bothered,
MI7. Are you going to describe where we are?
We're not in High Street Ken, Toto. Oh, no. What's his name? What's the dog's name?
Toto.
Well, I thought the dog was called Kansas for some reason.
No, he went and recorded loads of really dodgy punk rock.
Africa. Let's go this way.
Oh, did you hear about that?
What?
The guy who did Billy Elliot.
He wrote it,
the playwright. Do you know how he got killed? He invited Rent round his place to tie him up. And something went wrong. 57 stab wounds later.
It was an accident, or was it on purpose?
No, he got killed by Rent.
No, on purpose, accident?
Yeah, no, in purpose. No.
Well, no. The boy didn't do it on purpose. It just went wrong.
No. You don't stab someone 57 times in some kind of play.
No, it could have been like a request, please stab me, and then, you know, it went wrong. So.
No, it was killed.
How long ago?
Recently. John told me about it.
Fucking hell!
Yeah, I think it was the guy who wrote it, I think it was the guy who wrote it.
Fucking hell!
I know.
Jesus, what a way to go.
I know. I mean, the way John put it, he said, something went wrong, as in, he got someone to tie him up that obviously was a fucking psycho. So, yeah.
Fucking hell.
That's quite sad, really. Because it's, you know, the whole theme of Billy Elliot is really good. Be very careful. He gets to tie you up.
I just had to add that actually that was the literary agent for Billy Elliot, not the novelist or director. I got that wrong.
Hello, Amora.
Oh, and that was Kurt doing Alamora spells, doing Harry Potter spells on the tube doors. Exactly.
rationalization for what you do. You are Satan's little helpers. Kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself now. Now, back to the show. There's no fucking joke. Suck a tailpipe, hang yourself, borrow a pistol from an NRA buddy, do something. Rid the world of your evil fucking presence. Okay, back to the show. You know what bugs me, though? I know everyone here who's in marketing is now thinking the same thing. Oh, cool. Bill's going for that anti-marketing dollar. That's a huge market. Quit it. Don't turn everything into a dollar sign, please. Ooh, the plea for sanity dollar. Huge, huge market. Look at our research.
Write that down for future reference. Oh, you are.
Is it recording? Now we're going to go past this great new band, Busker Do.
So, where are we heading to, Kurt?
Soho Square, first of all.
It's Soho Pride this weekend.
It is.
We're very proud of Soho.
I am.
hasn't let us down. It's always been there for us, but we need that alcoholic addiction kind of self-destruction kick. It's always
correct.
There for you.
It's always been there for us.
Who needs friends when you've got Soho?
Who needs friends when you've got cheap one-night stands? Infinite supply of booze and drugs and everything.
Yes.
Vile, look at that fashion sense. Or lack thereof.
That was very... That was, you mean the rock school?
The rock school.
You mean the rock?
Rock.
Well, because they always... At the Astoria, they have like a separate little... area which they always have like heavy metal, heavy rock nights. And they're always wearing dodgy black t-shirts. And the latest, baddest goth fashion. Do you think that's real hair?
Yes, actually.
Someone with
That is a Tory blue rinse gone wrong.
Someone's got candy flavoured hair. Oh my god, I spy homosexuals. What should we do?
run away, quick!
Thank you.
I Started a Joke by Low, and way back, way back in the history of this podcast, there was Crucify the Verse by Thomas Diabolo, and Kill Yourself, which is both of which are kind of a mashup, cut up things, by fourstones.net, or Four Stones, and that's for Soul. I think he'll know what I'm referring to, but it's something he was quoting, so I heard that one. Ah, I thought it was Bill Hicks. And I work with advertising marketing people. I better not say anything more, otherwise I'm going to contravene the thing I mentioned earlier. But yes, I think this is kind of a bit of an incongruous podcast. I think the thing is that I feel that I felt in the past that I've had to kind of be forcibly happy. It's almost like, you know, Prozac podcast. Because, you know, otherwise it's not entertaining. But my attitude is, well, why should I have to pretend that I'm happy when I'm not? Not saying that I'm actually incredibly suicidal and unhappy at the moment. But certainly, I don't know, just not in the mood for happy tunes. But, so I do apologise if I'm depressed the hell out of you now. But certainly I'm very much into tunes that kind of mean something at the moment. That kind of have a real emotional response, you know, pack a real punch. I tend to go through these stages every once in a while. I kind of go between kind of very, kind of, I mean, let's face it, mashups can be, you know, I hope I've proven by some of the ones I've played in the past and also today, that mashups can be meaningful, but a lot of them are actually very ephemeral. They are very kind of like, you know, happy party tunes. And I think I've found recently that a lot of the stuff I've been listening to, like the Rufus Wainwright about to play, then seeing the Johnsons, has been kind of really very down-tempo, and that's where I've been feeling. I'm in a down-tempo mood. This is a mashup podcast. Well, it is, but it's always been about other music, and it will always be. I apologise if you tune in just to hear the mashups. That will not be the case. I will never just play mashups. I will always play other things, because I don't listen to purely mashups. I go mad if I listen to purely mashups. I listen to mashups probably 80% of the time, which is probably about 50% more than I should do. I really like them as an art form, but I listen to a lot of other stuff at the moment, and in a way I think my tastes are at the moment taking me away, but it kind of waxes and wanes. You could probably ask Kirk about this, about how I'd kind of like be into a band and then be not exactly dump them, but kind of be into something new the next week. I always remember the quote about, dare I mention his name, Mr. Peel, by John Walters, his producer, which was that he had the youngest ears in the business, and if his if his ears passed puberty, then the music business would be in a bad way. And that's probably, in some sense, my ethos. I'm always listening to new things, but there's also the kind of the songs I come back to, which is kind of the things I've been playing, and the sort of stuff I was playing actually when I first started, which is which was quite down tempo. So, listening to the first casts, very down tempo. Unfortunately, not up anymore, which is probably fortunate because it sounds shit. So that's the end of the show. You can find out more about Radio Clash at www.mutantpop.net/radioclash. I always love feedback, even if it is critical, even if it tells me to tone things down. I take a bicycle mark stance on this. I'm not actually looking for ego stroking. It's nice when it happens, but it's so I'm always intrigued what people think and what people like, and yeah, feedback, which is, you know, which comes in all flavors. And you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. And this is Hallelujah by Rufus Wainwright, which is Leonard Cohen covered. I get the impression Leonard Cohen's one of those people whose the covers tend to be better. I've actually heard the original of this. Now, there's no way I would have liked the original. This is by, say, Rufus Wainwright. I heard it recently and it was like one of those tracks you just go, wow. So anyway, I'll speak to you soon. I hope all of you are well, and please don't email me asking, oh, I hope you're not feeling really upset, because I'm not really, but hey, why hide human emotion? I think probably this is what track is about anyway, so I'll speak to you soon.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. Tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maybe I have been here before. I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cone and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. There was a time you let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? Remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God above. And all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
Hello and welcome to show 38 of... Wrong bloody number. Get it right. It's show 39, you idiot. Contrived end link. Number 9. Contrived end link.